Alright. That looks to be about it for the boring paperwork stage. There's still a little bit more I'm gonna need from you, but that's all the really boring legal stuff. If we don't take these precautions, there's a potential. Hey, pay attention to me. I know your heat is right there. It's right around the corner. Your scent was permeating the air outside of your home. But I am the alpha entrusted to taking care of you at this time. Soon you won't be able to think or speak. All you will want to do is present to me and entice me to knot your hole. That's all your heat-addled brain is thinking about right now. I know how it is with omegas and heat. I do this for a job. But I need to go over what you selected on our website when requesting me so that I know what you want. This is for both of us. So, where are you? I know you rented me for the entire week. All right. So, you selected Dominant Alpha, am I correct? That is good to know. Anything that is off limits that you didn't make note of when you were filling out the paperwork, or. Okay. Sounds good. Is there anything that you definitely want me to do? Like, you need it to happen? All right. It's nice going into this not having any expectations for what I need to do to make sure you orgasm. Now, I see you did want me to knot your pussy. Is your paperwork here? Ah, here it is. All right. It looks good. You're clean, and I'm approved to knot you. Now, when it comes to me as your alpha throughout this heat, you understand that you are not to harm, maim, kill, rob, forcibly impregnate yourself via my cum, mate, or anything else of that nature with me against my will. Very good. I'm going to need you to sign here if you understand. Wonderful. Now, one last thing I need you to sign here. This is a clause stating that if I accidentally mate or breed you, any harm comes to me while you're using my body for heat relief, then I will take proper care of you until we can take the actual legal action to, I guess, get it dissipated. Hey, it's okay, Omega. I know you aren't going to. This is just for messy legal matters. All I need for you is to date right next to your name, and we can get started. Wonderful. I can put this away now. Just gonna put this in my bag. There we go. Put the pen away as well. All right. Aren't you going to show me to your bedroom, Omega? We can't do it here in the living room. I assumed you would want to do it in your nest. That's where it is, right? Your bedroom. It's not here. I didn't make a mistake. Good. Let's go to your nest. It'll make you feel safer. Will you please show your alpha the way to your nest, little O? Thank you, Omega. Already making your alpha proud. Look at that. Go lay in your nest for me. I want to show you what I'm wearing underneath this black cloak. I know you noticed the dark nylon peeking out from underneath. Making my legs a dark gray. You know, compared to the rest of my skin. Do you think they're attached to garters, Omega? Because you would have guessed right. That's it, Omega. Take in all that your alpha's wearing. It's not normal for the alpha to get all dressed up for the Omega, is it? Does it have you feeling all sorts of special? Does it make your holes lick up? Seeing an alpha in black, strappy lingerie like this? The bulge of my hardening cock filling out the front of my panties? My thigh is exposed. The thigh high is having a little bit of pudge bulge out of the sides. The high-waisted panties with a heart cut out in the back, showing off my firm ass. And don't forget about my hourglass figure on full display. Miles of skin exposed and ready for your touch, Omega. And look at that. The push-up bra making my already big breasts pop out and bounce with every little step I take. You don't know where to touch first, do you? Oh, aren't you adorable? Don't you worry. I'll help with that. I know you're not thinking clearly, Omega. That's okay. That's why Alpha is here. Alpha's going to take care of you, little O. Give you everything that you need. Your heat's already starting to make it difficult to think, isn't it? Your eyes are darting down to the bulge in my black strappy panties despite how hard you're trying to look me in the face. Meet my eyes. You're just so horny, and you can't help it, and that's okay. I don't want you to help it. In fact, I want you to strip and present for me. Show me the desperate hole that I'm going to be nodding, sweetheart. That's right. Let me see that slick-soaked hole, sweetheart. Alpha wants to see where her knot's going to be going. Oh, would you look at that, Omega. So wet for your Alpha. That's what I like seeing, little O. Look at you. Absolutely soaking. I think I should help you. Do you want my help, Omega? I mean, it would be so easy. I can get exactly what I need from you just like this. Your wet hole is on display. I could easily lick it, taste your slick and swallow it down. I could make you orgasm just like this. Never taking my hardening cock out. Fuck. You smell irresistible, sweetheart. The closer I am to your hole, the more it makes my mouth water. It would be a crime to not get a little taste of you. Tease you a bit before getting to the main event. You're going to behave yourself for Alpha and let her do whatever she wants to your body, aren't you? That's my good Omega. This ass. Deserving of much more than kisses. An ass like this deserves to be worshipped. While I squeeze one cheek and the other, my mouth kisses and tastes, slowly getting closer to that hole of yours. What a perfect fucking body you have, Omega. Keep your legs spread for me. I don't want anything getting in the way of my meal. Mm. What a tasty fucking hole. Ear slick. It tastes sweeter than it smells. You like how Alpha's mouth feels on you? Teasing you? Not entering inside you? No, my tongue wouldn't do that. That's for my cock. The first thing I want to breach you will be my cock, not my tongue. You have to wait for my cock, though. Wait until Alpha's had her fill of how wonderful you taste. Oh. Such an eager little thing. So delicious. I could spend an entire day between these cheeks, tasting your hole, licking it, worshipping it. Having you make such a mess of my face. What a good Omega. I can't remember the last time I had a hole that tasted this fucking sweet. That made me just want to devour. Fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking hard, sweetheart. I want you so fucking badly. Oh, I want to feel how this delicious hole feels wrapped around my cock. I want to hear all those little noises you make while I slam it into you, impale you on it, filling you up just right and giving you what you need. Because you don't need my cock, do you? No. You need my knots. You need Alpha's cum. That's why you're a knot slut, not a cock slut. All Omegas are, at the end of the day. You all want a big Alpha cock filling your hole and knotting you, breeding you up. An Alpha that goes down on you, well, that's just, I guess, the sugar on top, isn't it? Oh, that's it, Omega. Let Alpha taste you till her heart's content, till her cock's rock fucking solid. So good for me. If you want more than just my mouth and tongue lapping at your hole, you're gonna need to beg for it. Come on, little O. Beg Alpha to fuck you. Beg Alpha to breed you. Well, with begging like that, You definitely earned this. I always love this. Oh, that little noise of surprise when Alpha enters the Omega because they weren't expecting it. Yeah. Oh, the Omega just enjoying the feeling of my tongue getting wetter and wetter only for my pretty cock to penetrate their desperate hole. Oh, fuck. It's addictive. I wish I could swallow that little noise every time I hear it. Yes. Oh, this is what you wanted, isn't it, Omega? To have thick alpha cock filling you up properly? No toy could ever compare, could it? Your own fingers won't bring you relief that my knot will. Nothing feels as good as an alpha's cock, right, sweetheart? Yes. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, yeah, that's it. Taking every inch of my cock. Yeah. Looks so pretty like this. Your ass jiggling every time my hips collide with it. Such a good Omega for Alpha. Feels so fucking good wrapped around my cock. Oh, wet and warm and inviting. I might never want to leave this perfect feeling hole. The way it just sucks me in and seems to be wanting more despite every inch of my thick cock filling you up. Is it ever going to be enough for you, Omega? Oh, that's it, sweetheart. Only an alpha can satisfy you, Omega. Nothing else will ever compare. You think a beta's dick will be able to make you feel like this? Beta cocks, they aren't nearly as long or thick as alpha, and they don't have the best part either. A knot. That's what you really need, isn't it? A beta can come inside you, sure, but they're not going to knot you. They're not going to stretch your pussy, locking the two of us in place while I breed you, pump you full of my cum and knock you up. That's what a good Omega wants. That's what a proper Omega needs when they're in heat. I have the only thing that's going to bring you relief, little O. Oh, Alpha's going to take care of you, give you everything that you need, breed you up nice and proper. You'll feel better once you have a baby growing inside you, your stomach swelling, your chest getting more sensitive, your hips filling out, all of it. Oh, it's going to be such a good look for you, little O. Your scent's going to change into something even more delicious. Oh, fuck. Like that's possible. Everyone's going to look at you and want to touch you. They're going to be jealous of the alpha that got to knock up such a perfect Omega, one so ripe for the taking, so eager to be bred. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it, Omega. Give in to your instincts. Submit to your alpha like a proper Omega should. That's what you want. What you crave. A good Omega is submissive and obedient for their alpha. A well-behaved Omega doesn't hesitate to follow whatever command their alpha gives them. An Omega who knows their place, that's a happy Omega. That's a loved Omega. Your place is face down, ass up, offering your breeding hole to any alpha with a knot. And then, once you're knocked up, your place is wherever that alpha who bred you wants you to be. Your purpose is serving alphas, and nothing makes you happier and makes your inner Omega keen with pride whenever Alpha praises you or compliments you, treats you like the special little O you are. Oh, yes. Oh, such a fucking tight hole. Feels like you're already trying to milk me and get my knots. Not eager for my cum, are we? Look at you, taking it so well. Oh, you were made to take Alpha dick, weren't you, Omega? Made to be knotted and bred over and over again. Have your belly swell with a baby over and over again. Just looking at you, I know your type, Omega. Everyone knows that Omegas are happiest when they're mated and pregnant. That's what you want, isn't it? Deep down, it's what you've always wanted, and you lied to yourself saying that's not what you wanted. You wanted to be independent. And then as soon as your heat hits, your true nature comes out, doesn't it? All you want to do is be a good, obedient, and happy Omega, right? Mated with a bun in the oven? Oh, you would look so wonderful like that, sweetheart. Imagining you pregnant is enough to make me pop a knot. Fuck. Oh, yeah, but don't worry. I'm not going to. Not until I think you are good and ready for it. But you have to earn it, Omega. You aren't being given a knot simply because you're in heat and simply because your body wants it. You're earning a knot because you want to be knotted. And the only way to get said knot is by behaving like a proper slut for me. Behaving like a whore of an Omega. Oh, yes. Keep clenching around my cock, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Obey your biology for your Alpha, sweetheart. Oh, it feels so good to give in. It feels so amazing to be fucked. Having an Alpha's cock thrusting in and out of your wet pussy, helping you get closer to that orgasm. That's what you need. The only thing that will bring you relief is by coming around Alpha's cock and milking her of her cum. Getting knocked up will make the heat go away. That's what your body was designed to do, little O. Oh, fuck. So fucking good for me. So gorgeous, moaning on my cock. Trying to move your hips back to meet mine to get a deeper fuck, to get a rougher one. Such a desperate little thing. I love that. Love fucking a needy Omega in heat. So happy to obey any commands because it means getting their hungry hole filled and knotted. Pumped full of cum and hopefully bring bed, being bred. Fuck. That's your only purpose. Even biology says so. That's why you're like this. Every instinct is screaming at you to milk my cock and get pregnant. You need Alpha cum in your empty little hole so badly, don't you, my sweet Omega? Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, nothing better than an Omega who knows their place, knows their value lies in their hole and how good of a lay they are. Tight hole gripping my cock like a fucking vice, never wanting me to pull out all the way. Oh, you hate having your pussy that empty, little O. You hate having it empty at all. Omegas really are the same. They pretend they don't want to be in a position like this. They say they're independent. And then as soon as their heat starts, they give in to their subservient instincts. They want to be barefoot and pregnant for the nearest Alpha with a knot. They want to be mated and claimed. Made into a proper breeding Omega. Nothing more than a pretty little trophy for their alpha to fuck, for their alpha to breed, for their alpha to brag about to their friends. maybe even loaned out to a few just to prove their value, just to show how much of an alpha they are and how dominated their mate is. fuck. I've met a few omegas like that. You would make a wonderful trophy, Omega. Not a thought in your head, being taken care of, constantly between knots, and when you aren't pregnant, you're waiting for your next heat to get pregnant again. Fuck. I'm sure you're eager to please your alpha, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, you are. Because you're a good Omega. And you're being so fucking good for your alpha, my Omega. Yeah, you are. Where would you be if it wasn't for Alpha taking pity on you and fucking you through your heats? Would you be giving it up to the nearest alpha? Begging on a street corner for someone to give you their nuts? No. No, that's not like you. Instead, you would be fucking yourself on a dildo with a knot, desperate to make yourself come, but it just wouldn't scratch that itch. It wouldn't make you feel like this. Wouldn't have you on the verge of orgasm, unable to form any real words. Just breathy moans and incoherent babbling that sounds a lot like begging. Not that I could understand you anyway. You're pressing your face to the ground and your hands are spreading your cheeks. You think that's going to make my cock go deeper? Make my knot pop sooner? Oh, yeah. Oh, aren't you adorable? Yes. Oh, fuck. You feel that, sweetheart? You feel my knot catching on your rim, popping in and out with every thrust? Oh, fuck, so close. Alpha's going to give you what you need, Omega. Alpha's going to take care of you, just like she promised. Going to knot your wet pussy and fill you with cum. Going to breed you up nice and proper. Oh, yes, come on. Keep taking every inch of my cock just like that. So fucking gorgeous like this, spread out and being spread open so obscenely on my cock. My knot popping in and out of the hole, trying to catch. And your walls just keep clenching down, trying to grab it, trying to make it stay inside you. Yes, that's it, Omega. Going to knot your wet pussy and fill you with cum. Going to breed you up nice and proper. Oh, that's what you need, little O. And only Alpha can give it to you. That relief from your heat is going to come. All you have to do is make Alpha come. So fucking close, Omega. So fucking close to coming inside you and giving you what you want. Filling that pussy of yours, breeding you just like you want, just like you need. Oh, that's it, Omega. Fuck. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, right there, yes. Oh, yes, yes. You feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Don't you feel that? Don't you feel my knot swelling, the base getting bigger? You feel the throbbing from it? It's getting harder and harder to keep popping in and out of you, but by fucking God, I'm going to do it. I am going to make sure I come inside you and not this pussy of yours. Make sure you get knocked fucking up. Oh, I want to see your belly swelling. Oh, fuck right there. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Yes. Oh, that's it, my good Omega. Oh, being so sweet to me, being so good for me, taking everything I give of you and still wanting more. That must be the heat talking. Are you normally this much of a greedy slut? Fuck. Oh, fuck. So close right there. Oh, makeup. Oh, my. It's okay, sweetheart. It's all okay. Alpha's here. I'm gonna take good care of you. If you need to close your eyes, you can. This is only the beginning of your heat. When you wake up from your nap, you're gonna be really deep in your heat. It's gonna be a lot worse than this. I have an idea. Oh, don't pout. There we go. Just readjusting into a more comfortable position for us. Now we can lay side to side, you as my little spoon, all while my knot is locked inside you. Your body's still milking it. You did so wonderful for me. Made Alpha feel so fucking good with that wet hole of yours. Perfect for fucking, perfect for breeding. Such a sweet little O. Close your eyes and get some rest. You're gonna need it, little Omega.